During the week, we found it was pretty hard to walk along a straight line on the ground. The kids didn't have to do it on a raised plane. They just did it on the ground, and we found that was pretty hard. It was pretty hard here this morning as well. Walking on stilts, another thing that's pretty hard. Defying the forces of gravity takes a lot of practice. That makes this death-defying walk all the more impressive. This is a tightrope walk between the Twin Towers. Obviously, they're not there anymore. But it happened in 1974, just as the Twin Towers were being completed. The guy there is called Philippe Petit, and he defied nature and walked between the Twin Towers on a tightrope. But how does this compare with Jesus? Well, Jesus never walked across a tightrope, as far as we know, but he certainly had command over nature. And we don't just mean that he defied the odds like Philippe Petit, but that he literally commanded nature. So I need three volunteers, three who haven't already come up to hold a piece of paper for me. Okay, yep, three up the back there.
There's your one. There's
yours. All right, so can someone tell me what's happening in this first picture? A big storm. And does anyone know what happens? What does Jesus do in this big storm? He goes to sleep, yeah. And what else? He calms it. Okay. So this one shows that Jesus has power over
nature,
doesn't it? Yeah. With just a word, he commands the elements of nature. Normal people can't do this, can we? That's why in Matthew 8:27 it says, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Jesus really is amazing, isn't he? Okay, let's have a look. What's this next picture we've got here? Okay, so it looks like there's someone on a mat, and there's, I don't know, some kind of roofing straw or something around the top. Does anyone know what this story is? We did just hear it in our Bible reading. Is anyone paying attention? Okay, yeah, a paralyzed man gets lowered through the roof, and what does Jesus do to him? Heals him. Yeah, great. Jesus heals him. So in Mark 2:10 it says, he said to them, paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone and they praised God saying, we have never seen anything like this. Normal people can't do that, can we? We can't just talk to someone and make them better. But that's not all that happens in this picture. What else does Jesus do here? Another thing that's amazing. Yeah, that's right. And in fact, that one comes first, doesn't it? He forgives his sin before he heals him physically. It says that when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And they're right, aren't they? Only God can has the power to forgive sins committed against him. And here, Jesus seems to think that he has that same power. So what do you think? Is Jesus just mad to say this? No? Okay, well, is he lying? Is he just pretending that he has power that he doesn't have? No. Or is he totally amazing? Totally amazing, yeah. Right, so Jesus proves that he has the power to forgive this man's sin by also healing him physically. But can you believe that it gets even more amazing than this? We've already seen amazing thing after amazing thing. Let's have a look at our last picture. What's this picture all about? What can we see here? An empty grave, yeah. So there's looks like there's a tomb there. It's got flowers growing on the inside for some reason in this version. but there's an empty tomb, and there's two angels talking to some some ladies who've come to find Jesus. Jesus rose from the dead. Now, it's not possible for normal people to raise other people to life again, is it? I can't go and tell someone come back to life, and they do. It's even harder for someone who's already dead. If I was already dead, for me to raise myself back to life. Normal people don't have that power, but Jesus does. So, can I have our other volunteers from our first talk come on up and add yourselves onto the end here? And where's our other one? Yep, coming up. Let's have a look at what we've got so far. You may want to go and stand over that side. It's getting a bit squishy up this end. All right. So we see Jesus has power to teach in an authoritative way. Jesus has power over nature. He has power to forgive sins and power to heal sickness. He has power to rise from the dead. He has power to command evil spirits. And he has power to call people to follow him, and they do. Jesus is pretty amazing, isn't he? So let's review our chart here, and I'll just stay there, my helpers. I'll just put this up in front of you for a second. All right, so having a look at our peg line here, we had Jesus is an average guy. Is that where he fits? Now that we've seen the full picture of what Jesus is and what he's done, is that right? No. Okay. Jesus, A grade student. No. Okay. Jesus, pretty special. No. Okay. Once in a generation. No. Okay. Jesus, God on earth. Yeah. Okay. And these pictures show us that, don't they? They prove that Jesus is God on earth. So, how do we respond to something like this? Well, I've actually got some words on the back of my pictures here, so if my helpers would like to turn them round, and I might shift this out of the way. Alright, but they're looking a bit jumbled up, and some of them, or most of them, all of them, I think, are across a couple of sheets. So let's try and work out how do we need to respond to Jesus. Okay. Okay, this one's got a capital letter, so that's probably the start of one. T-R-U. What do you think that? S-T. Okay. You just come over here. Okay, so trust. And we need to respond to Jesus with trust. We need to respond to Jesus with a ship. Do you reckon? No. No, okay, so that's got to fit on something else. What do you think it might fit on? Fellowship, is that a word? It sounds worship. Okay, that's a word, all right. So, there we go, you stand there, great. And follow, great. Jesus is so amazing that the only appropriate thing to do is not just put him in the Guinness Book of Records as someone special, someone worth quoting from time to time. No, Jesus, the only way to respond to Jesus properly is to trust him, isn't it? It's to worship him and it's to follow him. We've seen today that Jesus is truly amazing. It's more than people can do. Jesus shows us God on earth, and he wants us to follow him, to trust him, to worship him. Will you do that? Thank you, helpers. Take a seat. And we're going to pray. Father God, thank you for your truly amazing Son. Not just a marvel, not just a wonder, but God in the flesh. Please help us to take